Welcome to another edition of Market Mantra, in which we give you a complete update on the economic news of the day. And today being Saturday, we'll also be taking calls from you, our listeners, on any queries that you may have on business, economic and stock market matters. But do remember that we don't address stock or company-specific queries. You can call us on our telephone numbers 2342-1050 and 2331-4444, and don't forget to prefix 011 before these numbers if you are calling from out of Delhi. Well, my name is Nishit Kumar, and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Sparsh Saxena.
धन्यवाद नमस्कार घड़ी ने इशारा कर दिया है शाम 6:30 का और अब वक्त है आपके पसंदीदा कार्यक्रम मार्केट मंत्र का और आप सभी श्रोताओं का हम बहुत बहुत स्वागत करते हैं कार्यक्रम में देश विदेश की आर्थिक गतिविधियों के साथ साथ शेयर बाजार की हलचल पर एक नजर डालेंगे साथ ही चर्चा भी करेंगे जैसे कि आज शनिवार है आप हमसे शेयर बाजार और आर्थिक मामलों से जुड़े सवाल कर सकते हैं ध्यान रहे हम किसी खास स्टॉक और कंपनी विशेष पर चर्चा नहीं करते हैं आप हमें इन फोन लाइन्स पर कॉल कर सकते हैं नंबर्स हैं 2342-1050 और 2331-4444 दिल्ली से बाहर के श्रोता इन नंबर्स पर कॉल करने से पहले 011 यानी 011 लगाना ना भूलें आज चर्चा के लिए और आपके प्रश्नों के जवाब देने के लिए हमारे साथ स्टूडियो में मौजूद हैं आर्थिक विश्लेषक हरवीर सिंह हरवीर जी मार्केट मंत्र में आपका स्वागत है
धन्यवाद
और सबसे पहले हेडलाइंस के साथ हैं निशित कुमार
द हेडलाइंस डोमेस्टिक मार्केट्स राइज फॉर द सेकेंड स्ट्रेट वीक U.S. markets surge after dovish comments from U.S. Fed chairman indicating a rate cut in September, and MSMEs provide vital supply chains to large industries and employment to millions of people, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal.
घरेलू शेयर बाजार लगातार दूसरे सप्ताह बढ़त में रहे U.S. Fed चेयरमैन द्वारा सितंबर में ब्याज दरों में कटौती के संकेत के चलते अमरीकी बाजारों में बढ़त का माहौल और वाणिज्य और उद्योग मंत्री पीयूष गोयल का कहना कि एमएसएमई बड़े उद्योगों को जरूरी आपूर्ति श्रृंखला और लाखों रोजगार प्रदान करता है
We begin with the Sensex weekly story. The Indian benchmark indices rose for the second straight week. Investors appear to be in a wait-and-watch mode as they wait for the U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's speech on Friday. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange gained 0.8% this week to end at 81,086 on Friday. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange rose 1.15% to close at 24,823. Market participants were closely watching the Fed Chairman's speech worldwide for potential signals about the future path of interest rates in the U.S. The mixed sentiments in global markets further contributed to the cautious trading atmosphere in Indian equities. After the close of Indian markets, speaking in his most closely watched speech of the year, Jerome Powell clearly signaled for the interest rate cut in the near future. He said that the time has come for policy to adjust. Well, Harveer ji, as the story says, the much anticipated announcement, which is to come probably this Friday from the Fed Chair Jerome Powell, we are anticipating a rate cut. So how closely it was watched and how closely we see this thing coming?
The statement is very important for the global markets, including the emerging economies, market like us. If interest rate cut is there in U.S., market like India will become more attractive because due to the low interest rate in that market. And there was some fear about the recession in U.S. economy. Some big analysts also expected like that. But the way inflation has gone down and the economy is doing well, it looks like that fear is unfound now. The positivity is showing like that.
Is it also, Harveerji, that I'm sorry to interject, but is it also that because the reports have come in that the recession fears, which were really growing big in the U.S., has somewhat cooled down?
Yes, but one thing is then that sector like IT is still not very buoyant there, and the impact of that market is also being filled in our country also. Our IT sector is not doing reasonably well because we depend a lot on the US market. So there is mixed kind of expectations are coming. But when Fed chief is saying that there are chances to cut the interest rate, it means that will be good for the economy there also.
Right, we'll continue with the discussion, but in the meanwhile, we are joined in by our first caller from Ahmednagar, Mukund. Mukund, welcome to the show.
Okay, thank
you. Mukund, we'll request you to just switch off your radio set, because we are getting some interference with that. And then continue.
Hello?
Yes, Mukund, you can go on.
Yes, I can hold Thermex for a long time.
Mukund, please go on.
Can I hold Thermex share for a long time?
Thermex. Mukund, as mentioned at the very outset, that we are not in a position to address company specific stock or news about anything about that. Harvijji, we were talking of the recession cooling a bit in the US. So how do you see the RBI actually reacting to the rate cuts, with Jerome Powell actually signaling to that happening soon?
We are waiting for a long time for any change in the stance of RBI related to the policy rates. And the inflation data is also showing that it is coming down. Commodity prices in the country are coming down. But at the same time, the recent inflation data, it is much below than 5% or even 4%. But it is on the higher base. So RBI is always concerned about the inflation pressure. And I think due to a good monsoon, and we are going to have a good kharif harvest this year, supply will increase. It will ease the pressure on the prices of commodities, majority of the commodities, like particularly food grain, except wheat. So then I think the pulses prices will also be on the lower side, and edible oil. So we have seen very big spike on vegetable prices, which the issue was addressed, the finance minister also in the budget, that we'll have more vegetable clusters and to basically improve the supply chain of vegetables. So in that case, it looks like that RBI will have an opportunity to act on policy rate cut. It looks like that.
You're right.
Jee. खबर पे आगे चर्चा करेंगे, उससे पहले कोलकाता से जुड़े हैं अतानु शाह. अतानु जी, स्वागत है आपका कार्यक्रम में, प्लीज सवाल पूछिए.
गुड इवनिंग टू एवरीबॉडी. गुड इवनिंग अवाज सर, हरजीत जी. सर, वन क्वेश्चन, टू क्वेश्चन. दिस इज, व्हाट आर द मेन इंडिकेटर्स ऑफ बैंक हेल्थ? व्हाट आर द मेन इंडिकेटर्स ऑफ ऑफ बैंक हेल्थ? And another question, sir, the monsoon, it's really, we don't know the result, the monsoon, where and how it is. The good monsoon is going on. So what would be the reflection near people? And the matter of inflation. The inflation, do you expect a good inflation, at least inflation rate? On the basis of the, our monsoon is at least good right now. Thank you.
The health of the bank is actually, balance sheet of the bank reflects the health. If NPA level is low, net interest margin is better. So it and bank needs to have lesser provision for bad debts. So which bank has this kind of things, so that shows that you can measure a balance sheet of any bank for that. That is the answer of your first question. Another is, you said that monsoon, definitely a good monsoon have a impact on inflationary pressure. It reduces the inflationary pressure because we have a lot of land depending on rainfall cultivation after through rainfall, and the farmers are able to grow crops. Still, we have almost 50% of the our arable land, which is based on the rainfall situation. And this time monsoon is good, and till latest data shows that rainfall is more than normal, but the distribution of the rainfall in different geographical region of the country is not good. This northwestern part of India, like Punjab, Haryana, and some other parts in the region, and the northeastern part still deficient, but not as much deficient that will affect, because in these areas where I'm for which I'm talking, irrigation facilities are available, particularly Punjab, Haryana, and Western UP. So the crop production will not affect due to even a little bit lower rainfall. And the situation of the reservoir is also very good, so that there will be good water available for Rabi crop irrigations. So it means it will have a positive impact, and it will reduce the pressure of inflation in coming days, and it is visible in many product prices, particularly agricultural commodities.
जी, और दिल्ली से हमारे साथ सुखदेव जी जुड़ चुके हैं. सुखदेव जी, शो में स्वागत है आपका, सवाल पूछें अपना.
थैंक यू सर. गुड इवनिंग टू एवरीबॉडी इन मार्केट मंत्रा. सर माय क्वेश्चन इज, कैन 2% शेयर वन कॉमन ईमेल आईडी फॉर बैंक परपजेस, बैंक अकाउंट? थैंक यू.
All right, let me answer that question. So
I think you have joint account in that case, but email ID you need, if two separate account,
yes.
You need two separate email IDs.
Yes.
Because if you want to do the transaction, anyone in joint account, they don't, banks usually don't allow to do the net banking and all.
Right. So. But for separate accounts, I guess you need two different set of
Separate individuals. Individual. Yeah, I can have multiple accounts, and the same email ID will work for me.
Yes, that's right. Our next caller is N.R. Prasad from Bengaluru. Mr. Prasad, welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is N.R. Prasad from Bangalore.
Yes.
Mr. Harvey Singh, there are two questions.
Yes.
See, ICRA rates the lowest GDP growth of just 6% in the first quarter of the 24-25, would it revive as the year progresses to anything between 7.5 to 8? My second question is, following Prime Minister visit to Ukraine, and there is some development, positive developments happening in the geopolitical status, would market go up on Monday? Thank you. These are my two questions.
Thank you. Your first question was related to
ICRA ratings.
ICRA, yes. There is a report. I've seen that report. It says that Q1 GDP rate will be on the lower side. Q4 of the last fiscal was very high. So, and they predicted even below 6%. It looks like that. Based on the and reason behind that low public spending, and due to the election, expenses were on the lower side from the state as well as center, and some consumer sentiments in the urban areas also, and even in rural consumer sentiments are also not fully revived. These are the main factors mentioned by this ICRA report. RBI is still maintaining that 7% growth rate, and last fiscal rate was also high. So in that case, there may be some base effect, but definitely because the way some earnings has gone down of corporate, we have seen. So maybe on those lines, ICRA is expecting that kind of GDP numbers, but it is not necessary that number will go on the same line like ICRA is expecting. We need to wait when CSO release the latest data.
Okay. And the second question was regarding the impact on the markets on Monday with PM visiting Ukraine.
Yes, basically on geopolitical issue, Russia-Ukraine war since February 2022 is continue, and now Russia-Ukraine war doesn't have any big impact on the markets, because already calculated by the market players and all. But the Middle East situation is not favorable for the market. The kind of tension is there with Gaza happening and Iran and Israel, these issues and Houthis. So we have to wait and watch. But I think suddenly nothing very negative is happening. In that case, market will not have any impact of these kind of things, and it will move on its own way, the way it is moving upwardly, or depending on the investor's decision in the invest, are they going to invest in the market or not.
In fact, Harvirji, the Indian market has become so mature now. Matured beyond, you know, expectations that, you know, we just had 10 days back the Hindenburg, the second Hindenburg thing happening, but this time it was nothing like that.
No, actually, you see that the base has increased, Indian market base, due to this mutual fund and this SIP, and the middle class is involved a lot into stocks now. So if someone is a large number of investors are seeing some opportunity in the market, and that's why if when this API outflow is there, so it doesn't affect too much the market.
Right.
And recent trend was there that in August, they have pulled out around 28,000 crore, but they infused some amount in the new, basically IPOs through primary market. Because
right.
There is no doubt that Indian market is overvalued heavily and... But it was compensated by the domestic institution invested a lot of money, and so that's why now market is balancing, and due to the Indian factors and the money investors are flowing into the market, Indian investors.
जी और दिल्ली से मनीष हमारे साथ जुड़े हैं. मनीष जी स्वागत है आपका. अपनी सवाल पूछिए अपना.
जी सर. हेलो.
जी सवाल पूछिए अपना.
सर आई वांट टू नो In bank, only 5 lakh rupees is giving in case of bankruptcy of a particular, any bank. If the deposit is more than 5 lakhs, whether it is applicable also to post office? Hello?
Ji,
yes.
Hello?
Ji.
Sir, my question.
Ji,
no, I think government increased the bank deposit insurance up to that limit. Earlier it was very low.
Yeah.
So, and the rule for bank and this post small savings are totally different, because it's the small savings are a sovereign guarantee. It is it's not like bank. So that's why there is a difference between the two.
Harveer ji, ek आपसे सवाल ये है कि बीते कुछ दिनों से, स्पेशली पिछले कुछ महीनों से हम देख रहे हैं कि मार्केट्स अभी, और हालांकि अभी भी मार्केट्स ऑल टाइम हाई पे बैठे हुए हैं, और ऐसे में आम निवेशक जो है वो चेज करना शुरू करता है मार्केट्स को, उन स्टॉक्स को चेज करना शुरू करता है. तो क्या आपकी सलाह रहेगी कि वो अंडर वैल्यूड स्टॉक्स को कैसे पिक करे, एक लेमैन लैंग्वेज में अगर हम आपसे जानना चाहें तो.
देखिए, एक तो इट डिपेंड्स कि आपका पोर्टफोलियो क्या है, कितना पैसा आप मार्केट में लगाना चाहते हैं. जाहिर सी बात है, जो ब्लू चिप्स हैं और जो बड़े स्टॉक्स हैं महंगे, उनमें तो आपको बचना चाहिए, बिकॉज आपका जो नंबर ऑफ स्टॉक्स आप खरीद पाएंगे उनका नंबर काफी कम होगा. दूसरी क्या है कि जो स्मॉल इन्वेस्टर्स हैं उनके लिए तो सुझाव यही रहता है कि उनको सीधे मार्केट में एंट्री से बचना चाहिए, बिकॉज कौन सी कंपनी का किस तरह का परफॉर्मेंस है, कौन से सेक्टर के साथ कौन से फैक्टर्स जुड़े हुए हैं, आने वाले दिनों में कैसे परफॉर्म करेगा, और मार्केट काफी कुछ सेंटीमेंट्स से रिलेटेड होता है. तो इसलिए इतना सारा एनालिसिस कर पाना और रिसर्च करना सिंपली एक इंडिविजुअल के लिए बड़ा मुश्किल काम होता है. उनके लिए अच्छा है कि वो एसआईपी रूट से जाए, बिकॉज जो म्यूचुअल फंड्स हैं उनमें जो एक्सपर्ट्स हैं उनकी टीम होती है, उनका रिसर्च वर्क काफी होता है, और वो फिर आपके पैसे को डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करते हैं डिफरेंट स्टॉक्स में और इवन डेट्स में. सो इट इज बेटर कि आप ज्यादा सेफ प्ले करें.
जी, राइट. नेक्स्ट कॉलर इज रत्नाकर फ्रॉम मुंबई. रत्नाकर, वेलकम टू द शो.
हेलो, गुड इवनिंग सर.
गुड इवनिंग रत्नाकर जी.
हाँ, मेरे दो सवाल है छोटे.
जी,
एक सवाल है कि जो शेयर स्प्लिटिंग की जो अनाउंसमेंट होती है
जी,
तो तभी शेयर बढ़ के जाता है
जी,
तो शेयर स्प्लिट होने के पहले लेना उचित रहेगा कि शेयर स्प्लिट होने के बाद लेना है?
okay.
एक सवाल है. और दूसरा सवाल है
कि जब ही रेवेन्यू बढ़ता है एक आधा कंपनी का
जी,
रेवेन्यू बढ़ता है लेकिन प्रॉफिट उसके मुताबिक कम होता है, बढ़ता नहीं है, तो उसका रीजन क्या है? थैंक यू.
Okay. हाँ, यस. देखिए ये तो बात है कि जब शेयर स्प्लिट होता है, अगर मार्केट में कहीं से लोगों के बात खबर पहुंचती है तो उनको लगता है कि अभी जो वैल्यू स्टॉक की है, जब स्प्लिट होगा तो उसके बाद उसके पास नंबर ऑफ स्टॉक्स बढ़ जाएंगे और बाद में जो स्प्लिट होने के बाद जो स्टॉक्स होंगे वो भी धीरे धीरे इस वैल्यू के नजदीक आ जाएंगे. तो ये एक अट्रैक्शन तो होता है, लेकिन अगर बहुत हाई वैल्यू होगी और स्प्लिट होने के बाद उसका कम होगा तो कोई जरूरी नहीं है कि उसी रेशो में वो इंडिविजुअल स्टॉक्स जो है फिर वहीं पहुंच जाए. तो ये कंपनी करती है और जिनके पास पहले से स्टॉक्स हैं उनके लिए एक तरीके का एडवांटेज होता है, उनको बोनस की तरह से लगता है कि उनके पास जो स्टॉक्स थे उनका नंबर बढ़ गया है. तो इसलिए ये इसी एंटिसिपेशन में जो है थोड़ा मार्केट में मूवमेंट आ जाता है उसका.
इनफैक्ट हरवीर जी, मैं बीच में थोड़ा इंटरजेक्ट कर रहा हूं, स्प्लिटिंग की जो बात होती है इससे बहुत ज्यादा फर्क पड़ता नहीं है, क्योंकि अगर मान लीजिए 3000 का या 2000 रुपए का
फेस वैल्यू फिर स्टॉक्स का आपका जो है वो
इनफैक्ट मोस्टली स्प्लिटिंग इसलिए भी होती है, एक कारण ये भी है कि जिसमें ज्यादा इंक्लूसिविटी आए, ज्यादातर लोग उसमें पार्टिसिपेट कर सकें. मान लीजिए उदाहरण के तौर पर कोई स्टॉक 10000 रुपए का है, अब कई सारे लोग हैं, मेजोरिटी शायद पार्टिसिपेट ना कर पाए. एक स्टॉक, एक शेयर खरीदने का मतलब 10000 रुपए स्पेंड करना. अगर उसी शेयर को आप स्प्लिट करते हैं 10 में तो 1000 रुपए का एक शेयर हो गया, तो शायद उसमें और इंक्लूसिविटी आती है.
इससे ज्यादा क्या है कि जो प्रमोटर है
जी,
प्रमोटर अपना इंटरेस्ट देख करके ज्यादा तय करते हैं, क्योंकि
राइट
जाहिर सी बात है उनके ज्यादा स्टॉक मार्केट में, उनका तो
राइट
ऑलरेडी दे है
वॉल्यूम
ज्यादा होगा, उनके पास जो इक्विटी का ओनरशिप है वो ज्यादा होता है.
एब्सोल्युटली,
इसलिए उस तरीके से जाता है.
एब्सोल्युटली. एंड मूविंग ऑन टू द यूएस मार्केट्स नाउ, ऑल द 3 मेजर यूएस स्टॉक्स इंडेक्सेस सर्ज्ड यस्टरडे आफ्टर द रिमार्क्स फ्रॉम द यूएस फेडरल रिजर्व चेयर जेरोम पॉवेल इन द हाईली anticipated comments before the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. Powell said the time has come to lower the Fed funds target rate and the upside risks of inflation have diminished. It solidified expectations that the central bank will cut its key policy rate in September, which would be the first such cut in over 4 years. We do not see or welcome further weakening in the labor market conditions, Powell added in a speech that appeared to all but guarantee a rate cut at next month's policy meeting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 462 points or 1.1% to 41,175. The S&P 500 gained 64 points or 1.2% to 5,635. And the Nasdaq Composite added 258 points or 1.5% to 17,878. Powell's dovish statement provided a big boost for mega caps like Nvidia, Apple, and Tesla. We'll discuss more on that, but before that, we'll be taking the call from our next caller. That is Gaurav from Ghaziabad. Gaurav, welcome.
Good afternoon. Good evening, Market Matter team.
Good evening.
Sir, agriculture specialist, my question is, sir, how does he rate now fertilizer stocks and pesticide stocks in the view of, pehle thoda gire the, ab aakash recovery bahut acche ho gaye hain. So will we have since we have good monsoon, so these stocks will also do better. Aur dusra sawal sir, how interest rates will affect rural economy? Kya usme kuch farak aata ya nahi aata? This effect of interest rate cuts, which is likely to happen, normally affect urban areas. Does it affect rural areas or not much? Thank you.
Yes, with the normal monsoon, there is a good opportunity for the fertilizer and pesticide companies to basically sell more quantity to the farmers. And particularly if monsoon is good, so kharif season consumes a lot of material, because if there is a low rainfall, in that case the use of fertilizer goes down. So I think in this expectation, and one thing is that globally fertilizer prices are on the lower side now. There was a time when globally urea prices were touching almost $1,000 per ton. Now it is hovering around $400 or even below. And the same thing was with DAP, which also touched even $1,000 per ton. And now prices are around 500 something, around that. So I think that is the reason. And interest rate affects everybody positively, because rural area also there is a demand for that. सो इट ऑल्सो गुड फॉर देम देयर इज अ कट
जी. और रुख करते हैं हम अपनी अगली खबर की ओर. केंद्रीय वाणिज्य और उद्योग मंत्री पीयूष गोयल ने आज कहा कि सूक्ष्म लघु और मध्यम उद्यम करोड़ों लोगों को रोजगार उपलब्ध कराकर तथा बड़े उद्योगों की आपूर्ति श्रृंखला बनकर राष्ट्र निर्माण में योगदान देते हैं. श्री गोयल ने नई दिल्ली में 10वें भारतीय अंतर्राष्ट्रीय एमएसएमई स्टार्टअप प्रदर्शनी और सम्मेलन को संबोधित करते हुए कहा कि एमएसएमई बड़े उद्योगों और कारोबारियों के लिए उपभोक्ता और आपूर्तिकर्ता के रूप में काम करते हैं. उन्होंने कहा कि एमएसएमई पर्यटन और बुनियादी ढांचा विकास में भी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाते हैं. श्री गोयल ने कहा कि सरकार गुणवत्ता नियंत्रण आदेशों के माध्यम से एमएसएमई की मदद कर रही है, जिससे उन्हें विदेशों में अनुसूचित प्रतिस्पर्धा से सुरक्षा मिलती है.
And in some other news, Communication Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia has asked telecom service providers to take all necessary measures to ensure that citizens get good quality telecom services. Mr. Scindia held a second meeting with the recently constituted Stakeholders Advisory Committee on Telecom Services Provider in New Delhi yesterday. The primary focus of the initiative was to engage stakeholders to expand and shape the future of India's telecommunications ecosystem and foster inclusive and collaborative policy decision making. Mr. Scindia discussed issues about the quality of services in India's 6G vision of promoting research and development to take the sector to new heights of development. During the meeting, the telecom service providers sought a supportive policy framework to encourage investments and towards the path of 100% broadband coverage in the country.
Or अगली खबर पर रुख करते हैं. भारतीय खाद्य संरक्षा और मानक प्राधिकरण FSSAI ने खाद्य उत्पाद से जुड़े संचालकों और ई कॉमर्स प्लेटफॉर्म पर खाद्य उत्पाद से जुड़े संचालकों से दूध और दूध से बने उत्पादों की सभी पैकेजिंग से A1 और A2 के बारे में सभी दावे तत्काल हटाने का आदेश दिया है. प्राधिकरण के संज्ञान में आया है कि खाद्य उत्पाद से जुड़े संचालक A1 और A2 के वर्गीकरण के अंतर्गत दूध, घी, मक्खन और दही जैसे दूध से बनने वाले उत्पादों की बिक्री कर रहे हैं. प्राधिकरण ने कहा कि दूध में A1 और A2 का वर्गीकरण आवश्यक रूप से प्रोटीन के संबंध में होना चाहिए.
And the Secretary Ministry of Coal, Amrit Lal Meena, has emphasized the necessity of conducting 100% safety audit across all coal mines and reaffirm the commitment to achieve zero accident, fail-proof safety. Mr. Meena held a review meeting with the Coal India Limited chairman and CMDs of its subsidiaries companies to assess the safety status of coal companies in New Delhi yesterday. During the meet, Coal Secretary reviewed the ongoing development of the National Coal Mine Safety Report portal. On the occasion, the Coal India Limited chairman demonstrated the portal to accelerate safety improvements in coal mines. The demonstration of the portal showcased two key modules, the accident module and the safety audit module. According to the Coal Ministry, the National Coal Mine Safety Report portal marks a significant advancement in safety management. The accident module will enable near-time reporting within 24 hours and efficient management of accidents, ensuring prompt response and thorough analysis. The safety audit module will enhance the auditing process, reinforcing safety practices and protocols across the coal mining sector. Harvirji, we are running short of time, so thank you so much for having come in our studios and shared your valuable inputs with our listeners. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Dhanyawad, Harvirji.
And before we wrap up, here are the reminder of the headlines once again. Domestic markets rise for the second straight week. U.S. markets surge after dovish comments from the U.S. Fed chairman indicating a rate cut in September. And MSMEs provides vital supply chains to large industries and employment to millions of people, says the Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. Well, I am Nishit Kumar, and along with the team, it's goodbye. Market Mantra.